Uluru. It's a testimony to Noah's flood.
Answers with Ken Ham, a popular speaker and author from Australia. Ken, I've never heard of Uluru until recently. What in the world is it?
Well, Mark, you probably have heard of it as Ayers Rock in Australia. It's the biggest rock in the world, and its Aboriginal name happens to be Uluru. Now, this enormous rock rises over 1,000 feet above the desert sands, and it really is a great testimony to the flood of Noah's day. You see, the evidence indicates that this 4-mile-thick sandstone layer, which makes up this rock, had to be deposited quickly. Evolutionists, though, insist that this formation formed slowly over millions of years. But the sandstone making up this rock, it's called arkos, is composed of grains that are of many different sizes, and they're very jagged. This indicates the grains were deposited quickly. You see, if the grains had been transported slowly over millions of years, they'd be rounded and sorted, the opposite of what scientists find. Also, the feldspars in the rock are fresh and shiny. If the rock was millions of years old, they'd have turned into clay. There's so much evidence such as this from all around the world that fits with the explanation from Genesis about Noah's flood. That's why creation geologists believe Uluru was formed quickly, which is what we'd expect based on Genesis.
If you've ever doubted the Bible's account of a global flood and Noah's Ark, you need to read Ken Ham's free booklet. It's available on our website, answersradio.com. Look for the free Noah's Flood booklet when you go to answersradio.com.